Hello and welcome
to our awesome second episode of our podcast called
Recipe
for Disaster. Yes, sir.
My name's Pat.
I'm Ray.
Good to be here again.
The same faces every single time. What is this about?
I've forgotten. I mean, look how far we've come. This is the second episode already.
After all these years.
Oh, wow.
Started from the bottom and such now we're here.
Such apparently. A long journey. Wow. Wow, wow. What have you been up to, man?
I mean, if we're speaking in like video gaming terms, then to be honest, I haven't touched RuneScape for the past week or so. I mean, I know it sounds absolutely insane. A week?
My.
I'm sorry, okay? And the only reason is because I've been quite busy in real life, and also my bond ran out and I just don't have the hashtag to rebuy it, so I might have to contact some friends to give me a small loan of 7 million GP, which the fucking price of the bond right now, it's insane.
It's yeah, because when I started playing again, it was north of 5, like not yet 6, 5 point something, but now it's 7. And especially like, I can't imagine, if you're a new player starting out at 7, it's not, you've got...
I'd assume that if you start out again, mostly because most of the players I'd assume are returning players, then probably most of them just pay for the first month out of pocket for like real money.
I had a great plan. Like, I wanted to be you. Like, I wanted to pay for my first month and then be self-sufficient, do whatever.
But aren't you on your way there because you've been...
No, the thing is,
blasting in the furnace.
I am, and I'm... Like, I have some gold in the bank. However...
Some,
This is the third time that I've bought membership because I forgot to cancel the subscription.
Hold on an offshore account in like Belize or some shit.
It was because I was
a tax haven maybe. No,
I wanted this to be like a little goal. Like I'm gonna do this proper. I'm not gonna buy it again. Yeah. Plus, I'm kind of borderline. I'm almost short on money right now. Like real life money.
Okay.
Came the notification. This is your monthly subscription. I was like, you idiot.
Well, I guess I will be eating. Noodles and fucking lettuce for the next week or so.
I just go to the restaurants and eat whatever people have left over.
Ooh, a tasty crumble. What is it? I don't know. It's tasty.
It's a surprise every time. A
hinder surprise even.
Half of that.
So anyway, I've mostly been playing in the evenings Path of Exile. Mm. And maybe some CS or Valorant. And yeah.
By the way, I wanted to, like, I've been wanting to ask you that for a long time. Like, what game, where have you clocked most hours?
Well, if I look on the Steam charts where it tracks your hours, I'd say RuneScape and Path of Exile are quite on par.
But the RuneScape right now is like you. This is the like after you've returned. Like this doesn't count the.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you take these into account, RuneScape would be like.
Well, I mean, in Path of Exile, I have well over 4,000 hours, and in RuneScape also.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say my top three would be probably be Path of Exile, CS, and RuneScape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, yeah.
And every time I look at the numbers, I feel despair and sadness, you know? Because they say that it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill in, or like, a language. And here I am with a fucking axe RuneScape account and fuck all else to show, you know?
But do you feel like you've mastered RuneScape?
No!
It's not fair!
That's the point, and we're gonna be talking about it later as well, probably.
Yeah, about skilling in general. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, what about you, Pat?
What are you
up to?
I have a strict deadline because I'm in 4 days now, probably. I'm going on a little trip And it's going to be...
That sounds like fucking XP waste, my
dude. I know, it's dreadfully unproductive. I'm going on a little trip, and it's going to be 2.5 weeks, so I want to get stuff done before I leave. I want to finish all the stuff that is kind of laying around.
A max account, yeah. A max
sure. Hashtag. First mil in real life. That Porsche. Whoa, whoa. Sure,
a Bugatti. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So...
10 kids, 5 consoles. Yeah, okay.
Hair.
Yeah. Same.
Oh, God.
For reference, we are two men in our 30s who are both bald or balding. It is sad.
So that's what I have to accomplish in the next 4 days, right? It's going to be a tight schedule.
Good fucking luck. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, fortunately, yeah. I have a little like a blackboard in the kitchen. Where
like an actual physical blackboard.
It's that's racist. That's I have a board where I can write on, chalk, but with like
pen
markers.
Like,
yeah,
markers. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's I put like the most crucial things there, stuff that
currently happening in your life that needs to be done.
Of course, yeah. It's like because
top one RuneScape, of course.
Because I'm going to be driving there, so like getting licensing my driver's license to that particular country was there, and like all the stuff I need, like visas and stuff. Sri Lanka.
Oh.
Like I need to get done, and on the top.
How do you get there by car? Like, isn't it an island?
No. I mean, like, I want to drive there. No, come on, my God.
That's a certified Ray moment. Wait a minute. That's gonna get to the sea and be like, look at me. I'm the captain now. And commandeer a random boat. And like, I'm going to Sri Lanka, guys. It's a vacation.
They said it couldn't be done.
And I fucking did it.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway. Right, and on top of the board, like the thing I put there first and definitely the most important is getting 70 agility.
But that's... I heard that it is a requirement to enter Sri Lanka.
It is. It's a requirement for Song of the Elves and funnily enough for Sri Lanka and India. There's Pakistan used to be too, but you know, like after the recent years reform, they raised it to 80. Now it's...
Our reform in Pakistan? Okay, that's a hot topic. Anyway.
So, this is the... after last episode, the most important thing that's happened is that I finally reached 85 smithing. So now I can smith rune.
That's a big one.
That is a big quality changer I'm earning slightly more. It should average out kind of roughly 1 mil
like
per hour.
Mil, yeah.
And so. The funny enough, if I look at the chart of the experience rates of the different things you can do in the blast furnace, your mithril and adamant and rune, then...
You mean mithril?
Sure. Sure.
That's
sure.
A reference, guys. XD.
Sure, man. You get... bonus XP when you snort it, but anyway,
it's basically like super or like divine potions where you have to scrap or do the thing in your pessimum orders with the crystals. It's Jesus Christ,
I think they are divine potions
scrambled with meth.
They must be.
Is crystalline. RuneScape. Oh my God.
Wow, I don't think we were supposed to figure that out.
God damn it.
Oh, wow.
Well, anyway, guys, it's been a fun episode. We'll see you.
We'll write to you from jail.
Yeah.
So,
what were we talking about?
That was what I was thinking. It was, if you look at the chart comparing those three methods of blast furnace smelting.
Yeah.
Then apparently mithril is supposed to get you the highest rates of experience. For me, that was not true.
I think the highest XP rates are in gold, no?
No. Gold is like 300k. That's for
or
sure.
Or more.
Yeah, but out of mithril, Addy and Rune, Mithril was supposed to take the cake. It's not for me. I was really like unproductive with Mithril. And in terms of Rune, I'm earning the most and I'm earning XP on like pretty much on par with Addy. So this for me is the best deal. So
all right,
getting to smelt Rune.
That sounds like
really happy with that. And yeah, getting 70 agility, and
how are you gonna do it? Are you gonna?
I did it. Fortunately, it's done. It's passed. My hands are clean.
Look at you.
But I didn't have a good time. I mean,
did you do it in Sears?
I did it in Sears. Then I got tired, and I did it in the werewolf course in Mauritania.
What's wrong with you, man?
Because it was faster.
Sears is so nice. It's so relaxing. You can basically one click the whole course.
That's the thing. It kind of hooks with the things that we're going to talk about later.
Watch a TV show? Yeah.
Yeah. I like doing AFK stuff.
Yeah.
But to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm the opposite. AFK all the way. Everything.
Blast Furnace for me is ideal because I can visually concentrate on the game, mm-hmm. but listen to something else in the meantime.
Okay.
I can kind of deal with, let's say, Motherload Mine, where you can watch a show, but it's still kind of half and half. But
kinda, yeah.
The moment where you really start focusing on something else and doing Rune as kind of like a background activity, that's the point where I kind of start to question whether or not I should do it in the first place. And this is what I did with. This is what I did with agility, because I just you would have to be a special person to just like look at it and do it from beginning to end as a primary activity. And I couldn't.
It's an interesting perspective that should bring out, because for me, RuneScape, well, at least in the latest account that I played and I maxed, it was mostly a background activity. I usually watch like a TV show, like a movie, like a YouTube video, and like RuneScape in that sense was like the secondary activity. Like at some point I felt that if I was watching a TV show and I wasn't playing RuneScape at the same time, I felt like watching the TV show was pointless.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's, again, completely...
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I felt the need to progress my account in some sense at the same time. Or like, I felt a certain kind of emptiness when I wasn't playing RuneScape, like, in addition to watching a TV show. Like, I don't know if it makes much sense, but yeah.
No, I don't. You're definitely not the only one. Like, I've heard so many stories where this is like the majority of XP comes from like full AFK, and it's.
I mean, it hasn't been also full AFK because you still have to pay some attention to some activities. For example, when you're AFK, hunting like teak logs you still have to. You still have to check on game at some point, you have to empty your inventory and such, but yeah, but mostly it's AFK, so in that sense it was very easy to watch like a TV show in addition, yeah.
It's, well, I mean, if you're doing like something, I guess all around I tried, like, when I do something, that's what I want to be doing, like, as a primary activity. But if you think about it, like with, especially with learning or just kind of, we can kind of take skilling as a form of learning. I think it's way more effective if you distribute it out throughout the day and do it in like little increments. Not that, well, I'm going to study, this is going to be 5 hours, everything's going to get, you know, go smoothly. It doesn't make sense.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think the AFK logic makes perfect sense. It's just that I don't enjoy it as much for some reason.
Well, I'd say it hits like different parts of your life psyche, maybe, or like it's with your example, your like aim or your concentration is on playing the video game.
Mm-hmm.
For me, mostly playing RuneScape has been like a side activity to other stuff.
Yeah. But yeah,
I mean, of course, like some activities need your full attention, like some EVM stuff or like some skilling methods, or like Slayer, for example. You can't like AFK that well.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever AFK'd and died? Well, of course you have.
Probably.
Yeah. I think everyone has.
Well, yeah. Mostly it happened in like Nightmare Zone or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're supposed to die in the end. But yeah, sometimes I just totally space out of the like game itself, or like I space out on a world and suddenly I'm like 5 HP and I'm dying and my show is still playing and like, where the fuck even am I, guys?
Watching the screen for the past half an hour just blankly with a little pool of urine.
I hope it hasn't been that bad. At least I don't remember it, you know. But yes, sometimes it just happens that you're just so like in the zone in some sense that you automatically like do like even active skilling like agility and stuff. You just like automatically click on the little green boxes that the rune light provides you for the for the agility spots to click on, and then you just like click 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 click. Music is playing. Click. Like, you're like just.
I was I've had a lot of indoor bike training for the past few months, and it's, even if it's outside, because it's, you know, you're there for a couple of hours, and it's, especially if you have to do it multiple times a week, it's not exactly like captivating.
Like a spin class?
No, that's the thing. In spin class, at least you're surrounded by people. This is me alone, just in the gym on the bike going.
Oh, okay.
And there's like nothing to do. So I thought that that's just going to be like a great chance, like 2 hours of skilling, just like falling out of the sky.
Free XP.
Didn't work. Because you're bouncing around there. You miss click.
Click, click, bounce.
Just didn't work. So
okay.
So my AFK, like. The most AFK I've gone so far is the last 10 levels of agility, then from 60 to 70. Watching Breaking Bad. That was the reference before.
All right.
And I got it.
Pat, we have to do agility. Or make meth out of potions. 11 meth. Now, that sounds tasty. Anyway.
It's blue.
The story fucking writes itself. The elephant crystals are blue-ish. Maybe it is a reference after all. Who knows?
I would not be surprised.
Well, anyway, guys, this was our second and last episode. So see you in jail in max security. Yep. Sounds about right, you know.
You can come to visit if you want.
Yeah. But I mean, I'd say that people and us as well throw the word AFK around quite easily for all the activities.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we go very pedantic about it, then AFK means
away from keyboard. The splashing would be like the one
splashing
of the few.
Splashing or NMZ, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare Zone is like true AFK.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, in a general sense, the game isn't AFK at all. You still have to pay some attention, but I mean, that's just semantics in the end, I'd say.
Pretty much, because I guess
who cares, you know?
In some sense, like when you're driving, you're AFK. I mean, you're not. That is not your primary activity.
So every time you leave the keyboard, you can say you're AFK.
Pretty much. Oh, by the way, by splashing, I love the fact that they disabled it in Lumbridge.
That was such a bizarre update And in some say, and in some sense, it also made sense.
It does, because if you're a new player, that would be such a bad role model. Your first first seconds in the world, and you see it's pretty much like coming out of the womb and start to see your dad smoking meth.
So elven meth, dad, even worse.
You can do it, but don't do it.
These goddamn elves, man, they're ruining us all. The elven cartel, even. Yeah, well, I mean, I remember there being very humorous threads on Reddit and posts and such where people were actually asking about, so I'm a new player and I see these people in full armor and throwing these balls of like white stuff and blue stuff on like rats. Like, what's happening? What is happening in there?
That's a question you don't want to face as a parent.
Or if you're a zookeeper, you know.
No.
No, dude.
But talking about skills, like, what was your favorite skill, man?
Like, in general, or in, like, now, or in the past, or?
In general.
That is a very tough question, but I'd say my all-time favorites, I think we touched upon it the past episode as well a bit, but I'd say I'm a born and bred skiller.
Yeah.
And mostly AFK skiller.
Mm-hmm.
So my top three, probably in any order, are probably mining, wood cutting, and fishing, mm-hmm. hands down.
Yeah.
And also because they have always been free-to-play skills.
Yeah.
Because most of my life I have not been a member. So those are the three that stuck with me. And from combat skills, I'd say ranged.
Yeah, why?
I, for some reason, I just like the aesthetic of like a person with a bow shooting arrows at stuff. My favorite character isn't Legolas in Lord of the Rings, but for some reason, the aesthetic suits me.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, hard skills. Pretty hard skills, all the three.
I'd say that most of the people probably wouldn't say the same. Yeah,
definitely not mining and fishing.
Because they are super slow most of the time.
You can't really buy them. You know, you can't, as in fire making, just buy a bunch of wood, burn it, buy some more.
Yeah, true. And you have to actually spend time on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are somewhat high requirements on them for some quests, like, because for me, at like attaining 70 wood cutting or mining is like, it's easy, it's just some hours, but for some people apparently it's an unsurmountable task. To their biggest achievement has been to get 70 for like Song of the Elves or some shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that they are wrong or saying that their goals are shit.
Oh, that's bold.
Okay, it's hard for me to find the words to say what I want to say, but I mean, everyone has their aims at a game and stuff that they enjoy.
Mm.
And I enjoy these three skills a lot.
What about runecrafting?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fuck runecrafting.
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let me put the disclaimer. Runecrafting to 77 in ZMI was absolute madness.
Yeah.
And I did it when there was no Guardians of the Rift. So I did it all the way to...
That's right.
77 in ZMI, but post-77 Blood Runes in Zaya. Such a nice time. I saw all the shows, all the movies, all the movies. Cartoons, YouTube videos, you name it, I saw them all.
But do you have, you just split the screen, or what is your setup?
Yeah, because I'm currently on the one monitor setup, and half of my screen is basically the RuneScape client, and the other half is like a TV show.
Like it's, right, yeah.
Yeah.
You should invest in another monitor, man.
I have it on the other table, but somehow I am used to using the only monitor I have.
No, man, that is your productive monitor. Remember that. That's your my study.
Workstation.
That is
your workstation. Yeah. I have a separate workstation and my PlayStation. Anyway, Pat, how about you? What are your favorite skills, like from the past or now, or
from the past, like we talked about last time, is mining, definitely. But I wouldn't even say that mining was then my favorite skill. It was just the only skill that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did very limited sets of skills, and that was pretty much our only one. We're gonna get some beer now.
I looked at the beer glass with very sad eyes, guys, and then Pat lost it for some reason.
Hey guys, we're back.
Hey guys, back from our pause. We talked about different topics in the meantime.
By the way, what did you have before agility courses? Like, how did you train agility?
That's a good question, because I don't know.
I never trained it as, because it was a member skill, so I never...
I think before rooftops. Well, I mean, a wilderness course was there. The werewolf course, I think, was before
rooftops. So these were like your only options.
There was the agility pyramid, I think, which is used till this day for Ironman money making early on. That's actually a good question, because I haven't played Embers when there were no rooftops.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know.
I guess that's for us to find out, for our many, many listeners to comment on some platform or somewhere.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Just...
On the RuneScape subreddit, for example. These guys from Recipe for Disaster are fucking idiots. They don't know anything about the video game that they're fucking playing.
Just write something on your desktop we'll get to it.
Something on your desktop, on your phone.
On your desk.
On your console. Anything. In any medium that takes in information or input from you, use it. Do it. For yourself, you know.
Coming.
But on...
coming back, I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Right.
What the hell was I gonna... The new skill hole.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah, what is it? Sailing, taming, shamanism,
and these three.
Mm-hmm.
Which one did you vote for, or did you even vote?
I did,
Mr. Risen of Goonscape.
I went for, because sailing. I went for shamanism, because.
Yeah. Okay.
My reasons were very, very, very deep. It just sounded the coolest.
No,
I mean, seriously.
That makes sense.
I have no idea what sailing is going to be like. Like, is it going to be a mode of transportation? In like, how are you going to make it work? I think they
explained the basic takes on the skills in the news post.
Yeah, too long, didn't read, I guess.
That's true as well. And that's also the issue with any updates or with people in general, that the longer the text is, the less people read it.
I went for. I'm definitely for a new skill.
Same.
Because it would be, I never played it. How can I say this? I never felt like a part of the community at a time where there existed a skill which hadn't been topped yet. Like whenever I was kind of up to date with the game, everything had been maxed.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah.
And when I wasn't up to date, things hadn't been maxed, but I didn't care. Like, I didn't even know. Like, I just didn't care. So now, it would be really interesting to see, like, the race that's going to start with the new skill. And kind of to see the strategies and how long it's going to take.
I think I played when Dungeoneering was just released on the old RuneScape 2.
Okay.
A few years before EOC and RuneScape 3. Mm-hmm. And I remember there being race as well. I think Zazima was a part of it.
Yeah.
One of the most famous players on RuneScape. And I think someone asked it before him, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I might be talking out of my ass, but yeah, I. But in that sense, I'd say a new skill would be really interesting and fun to see, like how it's gonna affect the game itself, how it's gonna affect the people, how it's gonna affect the old school RuneScape sub edit. It's gonna be absolute mayhem in there, probably.
Yeah,
I chose sailing for.
You chose sailing.
Yeah.
What were your reasons?
Just because it has been an ancient meme since like 2007, yeah, yeah. 6, some shit. Mm-hmm. Just because of the meme factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
To be honest.
I'd like to.
And I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I just didn't feel either shaman or taming. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Somehow, sailing just felt right. You know, just for the meme potential, just for the implications of it. It just spoke to me, you know, sailing, yeah, man.
I get it.
I just want to be a fucking pirate. Is it too much to ask?
No. I think that is a God-given right, really.
For all people in the world.
Able to afford membership.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's true as well.
No, I'd wonder how quickly you get detailed wiki guides on the most affecting skilling methods. I would say
a few hours.
Yeah, pretty much.
Minutes, probably. People are going to be, this method is fucking bugged.
Before the skill even comes out, you're going to have all these strategies on how to.
Like, as soon as the update hits, people are going to be finding the head of it to hell and beyond, and just mine every single detail of it and make super detailed wiki guides in a few hours tops.
Yeah, must be.
Yeah, because the people playing old school RuneScape apparently all are clinically insane.
That is the
that's
consensus.
I think that's the official statement of the science person board of the world.
The chief, chief surgeon, American, what?
The chief psychiatric surgeon of the lobotomy clinic of Pennsylvania said that every single person who has played RuneScape in their lifetime is fucking insane. He has seen the data. He has seen the patients.
They do improve after the procedure, do they?
As soon as they make the procedure, they do it. They separate the.
They separate the forebrain. They separate the frontal cortex from the part that wants to play RuneScape, and then you're just left with the
happiness.
No RuneScape.
Bliss. That's a fact, guys.
That is. A procedure you can do very cheap in Eastern Europe, where you will post the contact details in the next video.
In our basement.
With an ice pick. We have two.
We have and my axe. You know? No problem.
Whatever rocks your boat, man.
Who is your favorite character in Lord of the Rings?
Either Merry or Pippin. I would go for out of everyone.
Hobbits, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, out of everyone. Like the whole world.
The whole legendarium of
everyone. The whole
Tolkien
pantheon.
You would say.
Tolkien. It would be. I would think that.
Merry or Pippin, huh?
Because Pippin is kind of more like an.
Why though? Yeah.
Because. Why hobbits?
Yeah, exactly. Why hobbits?
Because usually, whenever I play a video game, obviously, I want to be the tough guy with
a fucking axe.
Or advanced magic and
broadsword, or 10 bows in each hand and spells and shit.
Burning the shit out of everyone who even looks at me the wrong way. I mean, that's what I want to
be. Your average, power fantasy.
However,
or something, they say.
Whenever I think of the Lord of the Rings, which I am. How can I say this? if I really think about it, if the kind of person I would like to be, and if I really had to be someone within the world of fantasy, I would definitely pick Hobbit. Because I don't really want the responsibility of being some... Like, I would never want to be Aragorn. I'd never want to be king. I never want to be the leader of people.
But those people make the best kings, though.
Regardless, like... I would love to be like, what I loved about Hobbits is that, especially about Merry and Pippin, like, I wouldn't want to be Frodo because of all the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to be Sam.
It was right there, Pat. All of the baggins. God damn it. Anyway.
I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
I'm so sorry. I wouldn't want to be Sam because I would still like to be, I feel like Sam is... too much of a supporting character.
Some people would argue that. And some people say that Sam was the actual main character.
I know. I completely accept. Mm-hmm. I've never like seen the reason in it. Just my own stupidity, but that's how I feel. So I would like to be a Hobbit, but kind of more of my own person. So either Merry or Pippin. Pippin was kind of more like an aloof screw up, kind of. He really fucked up.
I mean, it depends on if you look at him in the movies or in the books.
In the books, the movies kind of like emphasized or exaggerated like the things he did. When he dropped the bucket into the well in Moria, that was in the books as well. He fucked up every now and again. Merry was kind of. I think I'd go with Pippin, because realistically, I am I tend to fuck shit up more than get it right.
That actually makes sense. Yeah.
And what I really liked in the books was how right after they were released from the Uruk-hai capture,
mm-hmm.
they'd undergone torture, kidnapping, a really bad time in general. And they just kind of, the minute they were free, they took like, just kind of a breather and just dusted themselves off and like carried on. It was like, this is one of the characteristics of hobbits. They just like regenerate really quickly.
Yeah.
I like that. Anyway, what about you?
I was thinking about it when you were talking about your hobbit points. And it's a hard choice because back in the movie days, probably my favorite character in the Fellowship, at least, mm-hmm. I think, was probably Boromir.
Yeah.
Because of his portrayal of, like, being just a human, and they have flaws and such, they fail sometimes. But I'd say, as, like, a character in general, I'd say Treebeard. Hands down, Treebeard.
Good choice.
He's just such a cool character. His whole idea is just so cool to me. In maybe cool is a basic word in that sense, but like the essence of like having like a living talking tree herder thing, spirit ish monstrous big tree thing person that speaks in like very poetic ways and has all this like baggage with him, with all the Entwives being lost and his poem about the Entwives like come back to me, and it just speaks to me in some level that it's very hard to explain.
Oh wow. But more the movie version or the book version? Because the movie version is more of an amalgam of Tom Bombadil and Treebeard.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, probably I'd say the movie version then, but in a book he was also, I remember, very like poetic and
he was, yeah. Yeah, and, yeah. Like
very like deep thoughts ish mm-hmm. kinda person thing, tree thing person. And I also like the point of the Ents that if it is a thing that needs to be said, then rather take
yeah
long... take a long time to think about it before you say it.
That's a well, I like that.
Yeah. Plus the end march scene and the last march of the ants and music that kicks in. It just gets me every single time. I've seen the movie like a million times, all the editions, and every fucking time I see the scene that where Rebeard calls out to other better ants and the music hits and I'm like, fuck, I'm just bawling my eyes out. Like, they're gonna go to certain death in their eyes. We as viewers know that they're gonna win the fight, right? But still, it's just like a like the final stand against the fucking idiot white wizard that somehow got corrupted to just fucking fuck his shit up the last final time. The whole race of Ents is about to fucking die in a fiery blaze of glory and the fucking music hits and I'm all about it. I love that scene.
I love that scene.
Just the one Ent is burning, they're throwing rocks, the music is kicking, playing.
The little orcs like football.
Fuck you orcs, get the hell out of here. Saruman, come out, you idiot. What the hell are you doing? Just amazing.
And I love the contrast that they were supposed to be like really, really peace-loving creatures. Yeah. This is like, this is our limit. Like, this is enough.
some of these trees are my friends. Well, I guess time to fuck shit up, you know?
Where's my AK?
Give me my fucking Molotovs and my machine guns and just shoot them, you know?
Have you seen the second Avatar?
Yes.
Yes, there was this bit with the whaley kind of creatures.
Which
were rumored to be the most peaceful of all creatures, right?
Yeah.
And there's this one whale who's kind of a rebellious whale.
Renegade
whale. And the funny thing is that
Mad Max,
given the fact that that particular whale was supposed to be like peaceful as shit, like really, really, really calm, I think that whale killed the most people in the entire movie. I mean, he upended the boat, kind of belly flopped onto a bunch of people.
But I mean, he had a reason.
He had a very good reason, but it seems
he had to save his friends.
But guys, that is a life lesson. Like, if someone claims to be really peaceful, that's the one you really need to look out for, because if they get pissed, they're gonna kill you.
They will just go absolutely insane on you.
Will.
But I mean, wasn't he punished because
he
killed someone? No,
he was. It's just a contrast that, like, listen, they're gonna be they wouldn't hurt a fly. And the next thing, like, all was missing was that whale to take out an AK-47 and just go.
And then I started blasting.
It's just that whale. That was a badass whale.
He was an absolute badass. But then again, the other whales that were pacifists were also badass.
They were. My, we have digressed.
We have digressed into the utmost depths of human and nature and philosophy about what is
RuneScape
right and what is wrong and what is RuneScape.
What is RuneScape and what is wrong?
I asked you about Lord of the Rings. And
yeah.
And I went on this absolutely insane tangent about Rebeard.
That was inadequate. Like, that was, I like that choice.
But I'd say I like his poetic side more.
Mm-hmm.
Like the poem about the Ent wives just fucking breaks me every single time. Like the way he says, come back to me, I'm like, fuck, man. God damn it.
Goddamn wives.
Where are they, man? Tell me. Fucking Morgoth, man. He fucked everything up.
Not an asshole.
But then again, maybe it was necessary in the end. Who knows?
Well. Well.
That's how it is, usually.
That's how it is. It's really that's hard to...
That's how the cookie crumbles, you know?
Um,
sometimes you speak about video games, you think about video games, and then next moment you're like having deep thoughts.
Just can't prevent it.
Who said that video games aren't an actual art medium, or they are just pure entertainment, you know?
That was Voltaire.
Well, I mean, he did only have Pong, so I can get he. I understand why he would think like that. I think he was the first world champion in Pong, no?
He was the first speedrunner Pong.
World's first winner in Pong against AI.
So anyway, like last episode I talked about like all that I used to do was mine, a bunch of coal, sell it,
get work,
ruin armor, go to the wilderness, die, rinse and repeat.
Sounds fun, you know?
Kind of on the same path right now, but with the slight difference that my main way of training Slayer is with getting tasks, Slayer tasks from the
Wilderness Master.
Yeah, the Wilderness Master locked up in the cell.
Crystalia or something in Edgeville.
Yeah, her. Just because the grind to 400 Slayer points
for the helmet.
Yeah. Slayer helmet seems just unsurmountable. So I wanted to speed it up a little bit. So, got a few tasks from her. Ended up getting moss giants, which were apparently the only way that has them in stock or in bulk.
Super deep.
That's the dungeon.
Dungeon thing.
Yeah.
Like, around the, like...
The lava lake or whatever. Fun fact, I've never before been that deep into the wilderness before. Like
seeing sights, you know? Sightseeing.
I usually never made it past, like, what?
Two.
Just stepped and I was dead.
As soon as I step in, I get fucking specked out instantly. Every time.
Logged into my account and I was dead.
I was dead, yeah.
Pretty much. So, never been this deep. And I found the moss giants and After I was returning from the moss giants, someone attacked me and I died. Which was
how? How did he attack you, or he or she?
Or they? They. Sorry. I know that was a singular entity. particular player attacked me with. First of all, might have been just as well from behind because I wasn't really paying attention.
A singular entity took me from behind and then I spawned in fucking Lumbridge.
Next thing I knew, I was on the History Channel talking about...
ancient aliens. They built the pyramids, man. Alien. I'm telling you. The fucking PKers... built the pyramids out of spades.
No, I was returning via lava dragons. I wanted dangerous to get like I know it was a stupid thing to do. I wanted to get a few kills in, and I was there for a few minutes, and I kind of, because everything had gone well with the moss giants, I felt comfortable, and then I stopped paying attention, and the next thing I knew, someone was beating the living crap out of me,
just specking out like no tomorrow.
Fortunately, I didn't have any, I didn't have anything on me, which I wasn't prepared to lose. Regretted was, I lost all the moss keys that I got.
Oh, the moss keys for...
Yeah.
I think Pryophyta is the boss for moss giants, and Obor is for hill giants.
Regardless, like, I've never made it as far as to fight the boss, so I just lost the keys, but... I'm still gonna go back there. It's worth it because I'm gonna do that until I get 400 Slayer points.
I think for my 400, I also did some Wildy Slayer, but I think I also died a few times, and I was like, nope, I'm just over this, you know. I used to PK in free to play pure stuff back in the day with like
seriously
range and stuff, but
you were a pure.
Yeah, I used to have like. Your account with like 50 ranged and 60 strength or some shit, and I used to mostly do like free to play Edgeville, Peking with Pierce. But other than that, Peking and PvP in general in RuneScape and in other games as well hasn't been my focus. Because in RuneScape, if you, especially in Ember's Peking, if you don't know how to six-way, one-tick switch your prayers, gear, specs, and stuff, then you're just fucking dead in a second. And ICBA. I can't be arsed. I just do not care.
All right.
TLDR. I like to sometimes watch like PKing stuff on YouTube by like Torpesta or some shit, but other than that, my free-to-play PKing days are in the past, and now I'm just a person who has no membership and
without a clear goal in life.
Without a clear goal, I still haven't got the fucking heron pet. Just saying, guys.
So in total, that makes how many pets was that?
Seven, eight, something like that. Yeah. But they still don't have the pets that I do actually want.
What pets do you want aside from?
I want the heron.
Yeah.
I want the golem from mining.
Yeah. Wait, didn't you have the golem?
No, fuck no.
Oh.
The only reason I did 99 mining, or I even went for mining, just was to get the fucking pet.
Well, now you have to reach 200 mil XP, I guess.
That's my goal, apparently. In fishing and farming. Oh, farming. I want the farming pet as well, yeah.
Wait, still what no is luck. The farming pets?
I think it's at Hangleroot.
Oh, right. Okay. Makes sense.
Also known as Groot. Because he's also a tree, and Groot is also a tree in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
For people who do not know. They are both trees, just like fucking Treebeard. I sense a pattern here.
Oh wow, if you got a Treebeard pet.
That would be fucking sick though. Well, to be honest, Hangleroot actually
looks Treebeard, doesn't like it?
Treebeard, yeah.
That would be a licensing.
Man, nightmare. That's a pattern I haven't noticed before. Well, I mean, my favorite character in the MCU isn't Groot, so.
Is it Groot? Not the the rock guy. Korg
is also cool, yeah. But my all-time favorite is still Iron Man, so yeah.
I think Korg for me, realistically, I mean that guy is.
Hey man. Yeah, he's a pretty cool rocky dude.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
No, I'd pick him.
Nice, good choice.
Do you have any other ideas, man?
I don't know where I am, why I am, and who I am. Yeah, the thing is that, guys, sometimes win, but always lose. And sometimes win, and sometimes lose.
But always lose. And sometimes win.
Sometimes win. It all depends on how you define a losing and winning, you know? And do you even have to win or lose?
Maybe you can just lose.
Just lose, lol.
Maybe never play.
If you don't play the game, you can't lose.
That's true.
Yeah. How about you? Any ideas?
I think this episode is wrapping up to a close. No?
Slowly, I think we have reached our end point in time at this current moment.
There's only that amount of crap that you can talk in one session.
In one session, yeah. And I'd say
we pretty much overlapped
it
that bar.
It has been quite the session, if I do say so myself again.
I would like to apologize to everyone.
I would like to apologize to everyone, my friends, my family, this society in general.
I feel that if ever I... It's like, if you get an award to thank someone, it's like whenever I get the chance to speak, I want to apologize.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what the fuck am I even doing.
I just took the chance and I'm really sorry.
Somehow I've made it this far and somehow I will continue.
But at what cost to everyone else?
At what cost to everyone else and myself as well?
The humanity.
The humanity. The horror.
The horror.
Slayer! So yeah, guys, I hope you have truly enjoyed this episode of What the Fuck Are We Even Talking About?
I hope your life is going to be a lot more eventful than this past hour or so has been.
Or your life has been enhanced by this experience.
That is a sad thing.
That is a long shot, but I'll take it. So we'll this take it. So this has been Ray.
I was, well, hopefully am, and will continue to be Pat.
And this was Recipe
for
Disaster.
The second episode
of Disaster. See you soon.
Catch you later.